Page six is still five pages behind us. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
He is the better half, in my opinion, of Hall & Oates. Please welcome John Oates to the show. Hi, John.
Oh, yeah, you know how to flatter a guy. Yeah, you know what? This is way funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Thank you.
No, it's excellent.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So Microsoft now files for a patent for tech that could resurrect dead loved ones as chatbots. Once you die, I hope you can still kind of talk to you. Uh-huh. So I would want to ask you questions. Alexa Cooper, what's it like there where you are now?
Good news and bad news.
Okay.
The internet is super fast, but when I order something on Amazon, it takes 340 years for shipping. Also, hell is very packed, so I have to have a roommate.
Oh, no.
And my roommate is Jenny McCarthy, and she now believes in vaccines, but kinda too late.
So Jenny McCarthy is your roommate now, but she finally believes in vaccines, but it's too late.
I love the fact that you have me in hell and Jenny McCarthy's in hell too. We're both in hell. Like
she's
would be
roommate.
Hell for me to have her as my roommate is hell. That would be hell for me.
You know, the good thing is once you do pass on, you can go on dates.
Ooh, so, okay.
So Cooperbot, what's it like, you know, now that Joe is still alive, so he's not there, so you have to date now. Who are you dating?
I had a blind date last night, and it ended up being Jeffrey Dahmer. I think he's gonna call me again. He says he knows a good place to eat.
So you went out with Jeffrey Dahmer last night.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
And
yeah, here he knows all the best places to eat. Yeah, of course.
Hold on. That is my next date. Some guy named Joseph Stalin. Seems like a nice guy. I think he could be the one.
Good for you, Cooperbot. And now I think the Cooperbot is broke. Because it's just skipping, and it's just it says just the same thing. Because you really only say like four things.
Shoes.
Oh no.
Shoes. Pancakes.
I guess it's not hell.
Pancakes. Dogs. Complain.
Wait, complain. I'm in heaven.
Complain. Shoes, pancakes.
See, Cooperbot is broke. It is.
No, actually, Cooperbot sounds like she's doing great.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Listen to this story. You know, like, the gig economy is a really big thing now, like Uber and TaskRabbit and stuff like that. So hotels have found a way to be part of the gig economy by renting out rooms for the hour, not for sex, although I guess you could still do that, but to get away from your significant other because you're inside and you're stuck during a pandemic working from home. And if you have a tiny place, one of you can go to the hotel for a couple of hours and do your work. Listen to this.
For both of us to work in just a little one-bedroom apartment gets a little crazy. Mm-hmm. It was a way for me to, like, get out of Astoria for the day and, like, do my work in a space on my own.
We don't see the same numbers as we had in previous years.
Well, and a good thing is you can bang your girlfriend.
We need to think innovative and think about the next demand that is going.
Honey, I'm going to work.
Going to be there and create the market.
If we're moving towards something more like the Uber
model. Why are you showering at work?
Where it's a little more, people are utilizing a network.
I'm taking a bag with me.
Work of spaces just in time, some of the time. Hotels
don't call me either.
Are really well set up.
Going back out into the world, it could be like
meetings
a little
all
scary,
day.
Yeah,
it was
very busy.
It's a good experience.
I'm going to be sampling lots of different perfumes. So when I come home smelling like perfume, you'll know why.
To the rhythm. She's in New York City. He's in the South, where all the good barbecue is. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
The guy that I was with that was too big, he needs to find a girl that fits him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
It's like when you drive the car through the tunnel.
Yes, right. I understand.
And the top of the tunnel is way high and the sides are way far. And you really don't even notice you're in a tunnel. It's pretty much the same thing.
Wait, that's a good analogy. So if you drive through a tunnel, but you're a double-decker bus, right, it's the perfect size. But if you drive through the tunnel and you're a Vespa, you're in trouble.
And there are people that when they drive through a tunnel, they look to see how tall the tunnel is because right, you have a big truck. I have never noticed
how big a tunnel is.
A height on a tunnel ever because I just never look. I'm always in a small car. So I never look. But there's some people that go, oh crap, I'm not going to be able to fit, and they have to turn around and go back. Not me. I just go right through.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
When we were filming Dish Nation, we were also on the radio at the same time, and it was live. So you're live on the radio while the cameras are rolling and they're filming you, and you know, you've had hair and makeup and there's lights and you've got like two different microphones, one like your regular radio microphone, and then sometimes they'll have like a second microphone or a lav microphone or something like that. So we're doing Dish Nation, we're live, and Demi Lovato is there. We're interviewing her. Now, Demi Lovato, if you've never seen, she doesn't just like walk into a studio with her manager and sits down. No, she travels with an entire entourage. And part of her entourage are the Lovadacs, the Demi Lovato super fan club. So she has like five or six super fans that she brings with her. They travel with her. And they're just like, they have private jokes and all this kind of stuff. So she has, the Lovadacs are with her, her manager, her hair and makeup person, because remember, it's television. It's not regular radio. It's Dish Nation. We're doing TV. As well as like the record rep. So she has like eight people standing around her. And then there's me, my co-host on the show, the camera guy. So the room is full and we're live. So as she's talking, I realize I really have to sneeze. Like I feel a sneeze coming on that is just like from the bottom of my soul. I don't even know where. And then I'm trying to hold it back.
And that's
then
the only thing you can think about.
Yeah, is how badly I have to sneeze.
Yeah.
So they play a clip of her song and I was like, oh, perfect. And I let out this sneeze and like everybody there, like their head turned towards me. I was like, I'm so sorry, everybody, you know, but luckily, so we're playing a clip during this, but the sneeze was so intense and so deep that when I sneezed, I also peed.
No, you didn't.
I did. I'd never done that before. And I have friends that like have been pregnant and they've told me that after you have a baby, sneezing and peeing is like a thing.
Or laughing, you know? Or something, yeah, like that make you
exactly,
pee.
Yeah. Exactly. But I'd never heard of this. I never, you know, I didn't know until this one day. So I'm sitting there and it was a cloth chair. And I'm sitting there in a pair of jeans on a cloth chair with like nine people around me. And we're live on television doing Dish Nation. And I'm scrunching up behind my desk a little further because I didn't want anyone to see, you know. So if you see, I will show you one day. It's on my website. If you go to CooperLawrence.com, there's a picture of me and Demi Lovato. And you will see that I made sure to crop out the crotch part. Because if you look carefully and look closely, I mean, you might think I was just sweating, like, you know, people run and they sweat down there. It could be sneeze, but it was, trust me, it was pee.
See, and this is the problem with radio, because this is something that should have been brought up right then. This would have made the Radio Hall of Fame, this bit, if you would have just stopped right after the song was ending and you went, hold on, I got something to talk about. Demi, have you ever peed your pants like this? Look at this.
Right. And I would have done that if it was my show, but I was on somebody else's show.
Right.
And we were also doing Dish Nation, which had a director. So they were directing what goes. There was so many layers of people above me that there was no way I could have hijacked the show and talked about the fact that I just peed my pants, which would have been way more interesting.
Right.
And the rest of the way that interview went, because she basically told stories she told before and told and answered questions that everybody had already heard.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So I booked in E! True Hollywood Story.
So what is that?
So you know how I do these things every once in a while on like E and VH1 where they do a topic like mama drama and they do all these celebrities that had babies and then ask a bunch of other celebrities or talking heads like, so what do you think about Reese Witherspoon and her lookalike daughter? Mm-hmm. And then we comment. So I've done tons of those. So I just got booked on another one. It's the E! True Hollywood Story for Brad Pitt.
Oh, wow. So how are you going to do that now with the COVID and all that?
Well, that's what's interesting. So now they have these contactless studios that they send you to. So they said, you know, if I don't feel comfortable, they can work something else out. But I don't want them using just a webcam at home. Like, I want to look good. They got lighting in there. Mm-hmm. So they send you to a building and you go into a room and then a camera goes on. And then I think you hear the producer asking you questions.
So you're sitting in a room and all you see is like the speaker. Come on.
Miss Lawrence?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Could you turn a little bit to the left, please?
My left or your left?
Who booked this?
Okay, just turn to your left.
Okay.
That's not a good angle.
Can you back away from the camera? Maybe like 14 feet.
That's a wall behind me.
We need more freaking lights in there.
Can we just go back outside? You want to film me from the street?
Somebody get more lights. And I'm going to need that wide angle.
Miss Lawrence, can you just hold on just for 1 second?
Yeah, sure. Take your time. I'm got all day.
We'll be right back.
You got to go in that damn room. You have to. I know it's
Can you step into the corner and just look down?
And should I put my mask back on?
Please.
Okay, I've got two masks. Okay. Put them both on.
Okay.
I will.
Okay, now that she's got the mask on, she looks much better. What can we do about her eyes?
Miss Lawrence, do you have any sunglasses, maybe?
I do, yeah. Okay, I got sunglasses.
Can you put those on?
Oh, okay, uh-huh. I'll put my sunglasses on.
I need to pull her hair up. Do something with that.
Yeah, that looks great. Could you turn around?
And face the wall?
Face it.
That's the perfect angle. Get her right. Yeah. But I know we can't see her face, but as long as we hear her voice, that's fine.
Yeah, Miss Lawrence, believe it or not, there's a camera in the wall, and you can't see it. But we're going to get talk about Brad Pitt now, please.
Okay, I'll talk about Brad Pitt now.
Get her out of that freaking room as soon as she...
Okay, thank you very much. Don't call us. We'll call you. Thank you.
Do we pay her anything for this? Oh, no. We're E. We don't have...
We won't be paying you, but thanks for coming out, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So that's exactly how I think it's going to go.
Okay, thank you for letting me in. Now I'm all prepared. I'll bring my sunglasses and two masks.
Yeah, face the wall. There's a camera on that wall. So that's how I think it's going to go. It's going to be just like a room with a light and just a speaker. And,
well, thank you for that rehearsal. I feel I'm all ready for Thursday now.
This is how most Saws start.
You know, it's like Saw 8.
Right. They tell you you're going to do an interview about Brad Pitt, and you have to go to an office.
A contactless room
and
by yourself.
97th Street, and you'd be there Thursday at 4 o'clock. And once you get into that room, it's just a light and a room, and then you would you like to play a game?
Sounds like I should bring a wire cutter with me.
Right. And it's really close to Halloween. I would bring mace and make sure your phone is charged.